to Storybank Maine. I'm Rob Rosenthal. Storybank collects stories about Maine people and their places. Tad Hunter knows how to keep busy. Tad is from Topsom, Maine, and over the years he's been selectman, roads commissioner, a firefighter, and public works director. And on top of all that, he's a farmer. He raises beef cows and chickens. Oh, and did I mention? He's president of the Topsom Fair as well. But out of all of Tad's pursuits, his favorite is cutting hay. He says it might seem like a hot, sweaty, boring job, mowing back and forth over a field, but he takes great pleasure in it.
The normal way and the old-fashioned way, and everybody, would, when they would mow hay, they would go around the perimeter and work their way into the center. And I did do that in the beginning, but as I learned and had more fun doing it, I do it different every field. Some fields I'll go right to the center and I'll just corkscrew out and do it that way, or I'll do it more often with a pattern in mind. And I'll hit and go right down the middle and back, or put a large sweep in what I'm doing. And that creates a pattern. So sometimes they look even better if you put the arch at the same as the road and then carry that pattern. I really don't know anybody else that does it that way. You know, most everybody else goes around and around. One of the hardest businesses you ever can get into is haying, because it revolves around a lot of pieces of equipment and time and weather. But the first thing I do is mow. And then you have to dry it. Then you rake and ted it, or what you do, and then you bale it, and then, of course, put it in. So you spend a lot more time mowing than most everything else. And, you know, you're working with your machine, trying to run your tractor, and worried about hitting something or whatever, but you look up, see where you're going, and then you see this, I call it the five-minute picture, because you, as you're going up a field mowing, you look at, you see this picture, or maybe an empty field, and then you turn around and go back, and then you'll see another picture. But when you come back the next time, you see something. You might see a fox in the field, or a bird, or anyway, it changes. And then you turn around and go back, and then a little while later you come back again, and so you see it like a slideshow. Fisher Eddy Road in Horosic, I do those fields out in there. I don't even know the lady that owns it. But I thanked her one year for letting me do the hay, and I said, it's like being on vacation. And she said, isn't this a wonderful spot? And I said, well, yes, it is. I mean, because I was down there, I'm overlooking the Kennebec, and I'm all by myself, and you're just watching the eagles fly over. There's always something going on. You know, can you see a boat down here? The next time you can buy, it's up here, and the next time you can buy, it's up here. So there's kind of that picture frame that you see of life as it progresses through the day. Probably everybody thinks I'm crazy when I tell that story. Kathy and I have a big garden, but we've had trouble with deer. And so the lesson I learned was that I take my t-shirt off at night, last thing, and hang it in the garden, and it works. So the only time you'll see me without a shirt on is probably about 9 o'clock at night, running across the street, trying to get to the house before somebody sees me. But I'd always take my shirt off and hang it on a stake in the garden, and it actually works. If you don't do it a couple of nights in a row, they're right back in.
Tad Hunter lives and cuts hay in Topsom, Maine. Tad was interviewed for Storybank by Brenda Cummings at the Fort Andrus Mill in Brunswick. This is Storybank, Maine. We collect stories about Maine people and their places. If you have a story to tell, let us know. Visit us on the web at storybankmaine.org. Storybank is a production of Cultural Resources. This edition of Storybank was produced in conjunction with the Five Rivers Arts Alliance in Brunswick, Maine. We're funded by the National Endowment for the Arts, the Maine Community Foundation, the Davis Family Foundation, the Maine Humanities Council, and the Maine Arts Commission. I'm Rob Rosenthal.